السلام على يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the Lady of Light, the esteemed Fatima, the son of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the grandson of the esteemed and honorable Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards salvation and prosperity, the one who addresses Allah on the day of Ashura, saying, "In so many difficulties and sorrows, I have unburdened myself upon you and brought my grievances before you, O Allah. This is because I lean on you and I am inclined towards you. I tend towards no other." Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his words. Imam al-Hussein's words on arriving in Karbala: "I would not start fighting them. This is the land of sorrow and calamity. Stop here and do not make any further move. Put down the luggage and do not depart here, for by Allah, this is our landing site, and by Allah, this is the place where our blood will be shed. And by Allah, this is the place where our families will be arrested as captives. And by Allah, here is the location of our tombs. And by Allah, here is where we will be resurrected." And this was what my grandfather, the Prophet of Allah, may the grace of Allah be granted to him and his progeny, promised me. There has been nothing untrue in his promise.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifina'i.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of Ziyara al-Nahiya al-Muqaddasa. Stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على الحسين الذي سمحت نفسه بمهجته.
Peace be upon al-Hussein, who sacrificed himself up to the last drops of the blood of his heart.
السلام على من أطاع الله في سره وعلانيته.
Peace be upon him who obeyed Allah secretly and openly.
السلام على من جعل الله الشفاء في تربته.
Peace be upon whom Allah placed a cure in the soul of his place of martyrdom.
السلام على من الإجابة تحت قبته.
Peace be upon the one under whose dome answer to supplications is guaranteed.
السلام على من الأئمة من ذريته.
Peace be upon the one in whose descendants are the Imams after him.
السلام على ابن خاتم الأنبياء. السلام على ابن سيد الأوصياء.
Peace be upon the son of the seal of the prophets. Peace be upon the son of the chief of the executors.
السلام على ابن فاطمة الزهراء. السلام على ابن خديجة الكبرى.
Peace be upon the son of Fatima, the radiant. Peace be upon the son of Khadija, the great.
السلام على ابن سدرة المنتهى. السلام على ابن جنة المأوى. السلام على ابن زمزم والصفا.
Peace be upon the son of the lotus tree in the outermost boundary of heaven. Peace be upon the son of the garden of refuge. Peace be upon the son of Zamzam and As-Safa.
السلام على المرمل بالدماء. السلام على المهتوك الخباء. السلام على خامس أصحاب أهل الكسايا.
Peace be upon him who was saturated in his blood. Peace be upon him whose tents were violated. Peace be upon the fifth of the people of the cloak.
And now let's listen to Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaykum, Abu Abdullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When Imam al-Husayn al-Salam reached the plain of Karbala, the region of Karbala, he inquired about the name of the region. Well, several names were given to him, were mentioned to him. And when the name Karbala was mentioned over there, Imam al-Husayn al-Salam started shedding tears and told his companions to stop over there, to get settled over there, not to move to anywhere else. And then Imam al-Husayn al-Salam indicated that he wasn't such a person to start fighting other people. Although Imam al-Husayn al-Salam knew well that a certain martyrdom fate was awaiting him, it was the peaceful attitude of Imam al-Husayn al-Salam that he asserted that he wasn't such a person to launch any military act or any military skirmish against the opposite Umayyad army, the opponent Umayyad army. Imam al-Husayn al-Salam indicated it that it was the same place that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had promised him that his and his companions grave scenes and graveyard would be located. Imam al-Husayn al-Salam indicated that any news or any anticipation indicated by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was certain without any doubt. Here we find that in the region of Karbala, Imam al-Husayn al-Salam was intercepted by al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi. Well, al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi was the commander of around 1,000 swordsmen. When they confronted Imam al-Husayn al-Salam, Imam al-Husayn al-Salam understood that they were exhausted. Well, al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi, as an Umayyad commander, and his swordsmen were exhausted. On the other hand, Imam al-Husayn al-Salam and his companions were powerful, strong, full of energy. Instead of confronting them, instead of slaying the Umayyad army, Imam al-Husayn al-Salam instructed his companions, his male companions, to give water to the thirsty people of Al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi. And this is a scene that can never be noticed, can never be encountered anywhere else. Instead of killing the Umayyad army, Imam al-Husayn al-Salam saved them from certain death. What an instructive scene. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always. عليك مني